All right, party people, what am I saying? Why, what? Dude, I need, man. What is this, episode 11 now? And I think 90% of the episodes have started poorly, right? I need a jingle. That's what I need. I need a jingle. I need a song I can play at the beginning, so that I don't have to worry about what I'm going to start with. It's such a difficult process for me starting this podcast. Once I'm in it, I'm in it, right? It's like, once I'm in it, the words are flowing, we're all good, but starting it is a whole nother beast. I'll tell you that. It's so difficult for me to prep. Like, I literally sit here at my computer and I have to stoke myself up to press the record button. And then you may not know this, but I do it like 3 or 4 times, and to try and not start this awkwardly and or super cringe, right? And every time I fail miserably. So I need a jingle that I can play at the beginning as a nice segue into my words. You know, that's what I need. If you play music and are interested in making me a jingle, then hit me up via the DMs or send me an email. Well, my email's not listed anywhere, so you can't really do that. I should make some podcast specific shit, like a podcast specific Twitter, right? Or like an email, so that you can get some stuff and some jingle. Maybe I'll do that. I don't know. If I'm feeling good, if I'm feeling productive later, maybe I'll do that. But for the time being, dude, we had this. Okay. So a long time ago, Sam, Devin, and I were starting this. We were going to start this podcast. I'm not going to say the idea because it's a hilarious idea and we still might do it. But when we were doing this, when we were conceptualizing, we were like, we need a jingle. And so I went onto Fiverr and I hired this dude to make a jingle for us for like 10 or 15 bucks. And this shit was so fucking funny. The way I found this guy, I was like, I just searched podcast jingle or something and his name came up and his links were all like, hey, check out the stuff I've already made. Like his, you know, his links to like this, he'd be like, hey, you can trust my work. So I clicked on one of his links and this guy had written a goddamn jingle for the North Myrtle Beach Tourism Committee. I don't know if any of you have been to Myrtle Beach before. I really hope that some of you have been to Myrtle Beach and know what I'm talking about here, because the fact that they even have a tourism committee fucking blows my mind. Okay, North Myrtle Beach, or just Myrtle Beach in general, is the shittiest place on earth. I mean, I love it. I love it to death. But it's so goddamn trashy, this place. I swear to God, we used to go there. Like, this is the type of place that's like, oh God, how do I even explain this? It's like if Reno was on the beach. I've never even been to Reno, so I don't know if that's an appropriate comparison, but it's like if Venice Beach was on the East Coast, but like way shittier. I'm trying to think of like a person. It's like if a fat person wearing one of those aprons with like a naked body on it, you know what I mean? So that it looks like they're... It looks like it's their body. It's like if that was a beach, that's what Myrtle Beach would be. And what's crazy is that they sell those there. Every store in Myrtle Beach is a t-shirt store. Every single fucking one. Or like a dollar store where you can buy like shovels so you can make sandcastles. Or like, you know, like $1 plastic green shovels and like pails. Pails. Is it bucket or pail? I haven't called it a pail for a very long time. I hope that's one of those words that's not like a Canadian word that I find out like way into my life here in America that I'm still saying weird. There's some words that I'm still saying that 8 years after living in the States later, I find out it's a Canadian word. No idea. Nobody has any idea what the fuck I'm talking about when I say it. I swear to God. The one I found out most recently was I was saying adult instead of adult. Because in Canada, we pronounce it adults, or at least in Calgary. So for 8 fucking years, I was pronouncing it adults. And no one said anything. everyone was just like, what? You know, and it's not that weird where people will stop and be like, wait a minute, dude, what was up? Let's rewind a couple words. What was up with that, the way you just pronounced that? It's just off enough where nobody will say anything, but they'll think in their head, that was weird. That was a little weird. Why did he do that? This kid must be fucking weird. This kid must miss social cues. Because that was weird. But I'm not going to say anything. Because it wasn't that weird. Adult. And now I'm still finding myself correcting. Or like, I have to consciously think before I say that word. If I know I'm going to say it. I have to consciously think. Okay, don't say adult. Don't say adult. Don't say adult. See, I just fucked it up again. And I said the right version this time. I'm so confused. I have no idea. I'm so lost. 26 years old, and I don't know how to say adult. Adult. I don't know. Anyways, Pails, the store with the pail and the bucket. You know what I mean? Myrtle Beach is just entirely those stores. Like Venice Beach now used to be basically all of those. That was it. It was just those stores. And now there's starting to be like poke shops and stuff. You know, it's part of it is because of fucking Snapchat and their goddamn IPO and everything. They're ruining Venice Beach or making it better. I don't know. You know, gentrifying stuff. People complain about it, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, but like, I do like the poke places that are going there. I like poke. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't mind a couple more rooftop bars in Venice. That's all I'm fucking saying. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Gentrify up until the point where the one thing, actually, I'm such a goddamn hypocrite because I really do like all the like restaurants and shit that are going in. But the one reason I hate Snapchat is because if you guys don't know this, Snapchat's headquarters are in Venice Beach. And so I walk by them all the fucking time. And the one reason I hate them so much is because we used to go to this bar called, it was called Nikki's in Venice Beach. It was a sports bar, super dope place, super fucking dope. One of my favorite bars on the West Side, straight up. It was right on the boardwalk. Basically, it was in the building closest to the boardwalk. Open air, basically the entire front was open and it was like a sports bar. And they had a bunch of cool booths and stuff. The place just had a super dope like floor plan. And for any sort of game or sporting event, it was the place to go. And I went there the first time I ever visited Venice when I lived in San Francisco. I came down, I visited one of my friends who lived in Venice. And that weekend I was like, this is the place that I'm going to live. I'm going to live in Venice. And part of that weekend was going to Nikki's and just like having the best time there. So that bar holds a special place in my heart. And then when Snapchat bought the headquarters, or they bought that building to, you know, their headquarters are right there. They own that entire block of buildings now. I didn't know this at the time, but I just found out Nikki's was shutting down. And I was like, why the fuck is it shutting down? It was such a good bar. It was so popular that it doesn't make any sense. And I have since found out it's because Snapchat bought the building and fucking closed it down. Now it's their goddamn cafeteria or some stupid shit. So that's basically, you know, people in Venice who have been here for like 20 years are protesting Snapchat because they're like, you know, they've been here for a long time. And I hate Snapchat because they closed down my favorite bar, which I had only been to like 5 or 6 times. God, I'm a piece of garbage. But I've been living here for a couple of years now. I think I can say that I'm a Venice local. In 10 years, I'm going to be one of those old dudes that's just screaming about how Venice used to be. Like that dude in one of my vlogs that just fucking complaining. And that's it. I spend my days walking around the boardwalk complaining about the current state of Venice. That's going to be me. Anyways, so Venice is changing maybe for the better, maybe for the worse or whatever, but it used to be a lot of t-shirt stores, and that's what Myrtle Beach is. It's just entirely dollar stores and t-shirt stores that sell those fucking shirts with the bikini bodies on them, or like the dude, the ripped dude wearing the Speedo, right? And it's like kind of a cartoon, but it's supposed to be like an optical illusion. So when you look at it, you're like, wait a minute, that's not your body. Yeah, I thought that was your body for a second, but no, you're just a real fat American person. I don't know why I had to say American there. Tons of fat Canadians too. But you know what I mean? Like, you're very clearly a fat Southern person. And for a second there, I thought that was your body for a quick sec, but I know what's under there. I know what's under there, mister. you're not fooling me for very long. But it's fun. It's funny though. Love what you're doing there with the shirt. Love it. Or the apron. It's great. Love you grilling up a few bergs, right? And it, you look like you got the body of a swimmer. But I know you're about to eat 15 burgers yourself. I know that, right? That's just Myrtle Beach. It's just that as a beach and those people walking around. And the funniest shit is that we used to do our fraternity's formal in Myrtle Beach. Our formal, which is like, what? Like this is a formal is an event where fraternities and sororities, they go somewhere, they gives college students a chance to dress up real nice, and they go have a nice dinner somewhere, and then they have like a little, you know, they got a little party afterwards, whatever. Right? It's basically just an opportunity for all of us to get fucked up in a suit. So for us to choose the least classy place on the East Coast to have our formal, this makes no sense. That's totally contradictory to me. We would go to a hotel in Myrtle Beach. We would have dinner, an organized dinner at the fucking hotel, I'm pretty sure. And then proceed to party at that hotel or whatever venue we were at. It's like, what? Like, you shouldn't be wearing a suit there. You should be wearing one of those fun t-shirts with the cartoon body on it. Stay home, wear a fucking suit. Go out to a nice dinner I don't know. Doesn't really make any sense to me that we'd do that. You know, looking back on it, back then it made sense. I was like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, let's rock a suit and get super wasted at some random divey hotel in Myrtle Beach. Let's do that. That sounds like exactly what I want to wear a suit for. Fuck it, I'm going to get a tuxedo. People used to like, I don't know. It was a good time back then in college. Anyways, why was I talking about Myrtle Beach? Oh yeah, right. So this guy wrote this jingle for North Myrtle Beach Tourism Committee. And now that I've described Myrtle Beach, you have some sense of how funny it is that they have a fucking tourism committee. I guess it kind of makes sense because they have to attract people to the beach somehow, right? But this is like this little jingle. It must have been on some commercial or something. And it was like this guy, and the dude's style is like, it's like bluegrass basically. So it's like him and his guitar. Sounds like he's sitting on North Myrtle Beach, and the wind is not gusting, blowing. That's the word I was looking for. Wind's blowing and he's just strumming away, and it was like, North Myrtle Beach, where summer never ends. Which is not true, okay? Summer clearly ends there. Clearly. It's just, in my eyes, it's always winter. Not like in weather. I don't know. That was a bad joke. It was a really, really bad joke. But you get why this is funny. That this tourism committee hired this dude to make a theme song. So I heard this and I was like, wait just a minute here. This guy made a 10-second bluegrass jingle for North Myrtle Beach Tourism Committee. How much money can I pay you to make our fucking jingle? Because that is amazing. And I fucking need a jingle in the exact same style. So that's literally what I emailed him. I said, listen, dude, I need a jingle in this exact same style. Your North Myrtle Beach jingle was a revelation to me, and I need this fucking song in my life. And so we sent him lyrics to this song that we wanted him to use, and he wrote the jingle based on the lyrics. And oh my God, it's so funny. So you still might hear it one day, because I think we might still come out with this podcast in the future, but you're just going to have to take my word for it right now that it was really funny. Okay. So yeah, if you, no, maybe I'll just hire this guy again to make this a jingle for my podcast. I don't know. If you know anyone funny or anyone that you think would write me a jingle, or if you think this podcast at all needs a jingle, shoot me a tweet, fucking hit me in the DMs. You know the drill. What's new this week? I just finished editing my video, and I'm trying to put it up today, but I need approval from someone first before I can put it up, because you won't fucking believe this video. And I don't know if I can talk about it on this podcast right now, because I don't know if it's going to be up tomorrow by the time this podcast is up, so I don't want to talk about it and ruin it, but I really, really want to talk about this video. So I think worst case scenario, I'll just talk about it next week because it's just like a really, really, really unlikely. Never mind. I'm going to stop talking. Sorry. I'm doing this more of this podcast. Just being like bringing something up and being like, oh, can't talk about it. Sorry guys. You know, that friends that do that, you know, like Alex, if you're listening to this podcast, you did this to me last week. He sends me a text. He goes, by the way, dude, have some big news. And then with a new text goes, should be able to tell you on Monday. And this was like on Thursday or Friday. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Who does that shit? Might have some big news. I'll tell you in 4 days. Then just don't tell me there's big news. You can't do that. You know what I mean? Someone's like, hey, dude, have a secret, but oh, I can't tell you. It's like, then don't tell me you have a fucking secret then. Because now you're just making me wonder what it could be, and now you're just tormenting me. Why do you do that? He did end up telling us the news, and it was great news, and now I'm very happy about the news. But you shouldn't have told me there was big news. Because I was up 3 nights in a row sweating bullets over that. I'm kidding, but I worried about it for a few seconds. Definitely. I was like, what could that be? So, and I'm doing that now to you guys listening to this podcast. I'm like, yeah, sweet jingle. Can't tell you what the lyrics were. Oh yeah. And sweet video coming up. Oh, can't talk about that either. Uh-uh. Unfortunately. So, but this video, it's a long one. It's like 15 minutes and I fucking spent forever editing it. So, I hope people like it for sure. I got another video coming up on Thursday. This one's a collab with Alexis Gizal. We filmed it last week and I think it should be funny. So I got to start editing that too. And then I head to Chicago on Thursday where I will be partying all weekend for St. Patty's Day. And I actually have another video planned that I want to try and shoot before I go. Maybe try and edit that on the plane or something, you know. It's hard to, you know, you balance the partying with the editing. We wrapped Go Rodeo on Sunday. The show, we filmed all the episodes now. There's six episodes, I believe, on the platform on full screen right now. And so the last six now will be the remaining 6 weeks. And dude, a little bit bittersweet, honestly. It was such a fun fucking project to work on. And, you know, I'm going to miss shooting it for sure. But I'm so proud of it, honestly. And I think you guys, if you guys don't want to buy full screen or whatever, I encourage you to wait 6 more weeks until all the episodes are out and then, you know, sign up for full screen, use the full week and then just like binge them all. And then you can do whatever you want with your membership after that. But, I really am proud of it. And I think we made a good thing. So pretty stoked on that. Let's see. I have this list of notes of things that I want to talk about. I write it down on my phone and the only one I had this week that I had written down, I picked up my notes when I was starting to record this. The note says, people talking about dropping things. That's what the note says. I know exactly what I'm referring to there. I think I wrote this down like early last week and I know exactly what it means. It really pisses me off when people talk about when they're going to drop a new song or a new video or whatever they're working on. When they refer to releasing it as dropping it, it fucking grinds my gears. And I don't know why. I think it's such like an entitled term. Like, you're just assuming people give a shit about you. Enough people give a shit about you where it warrants the use of that term, right? Because when you use that term, I think what it implies is you think someone is going to pick it up immediately, right? As soon as I drop this new track, there's going to be someone there to pick it up immediately because there's that many people that care about what I do. When 99% of the time, that's not the fucking case. You know when you can use the word drop is when you're A, Beyonce, B, Future, C, Rihanna, D, I don't have a D. Childish Gambino? That's stupid. Why did I go there? That's not even on the same... But, I mean, he has, like, rabid fans, based on what I'm trying to say, right? Future drops an album. Future drops two fucking albums. Okay, maybe like John Mayer or something. I don't know. Anyways, future drop, Ed Sheeran. How's that? Okay, now I'm just listing musical superstars. Future drops 2 albums in 2 weeks, and they both go number one with zero marketing. That's when you can say, hey, just drop my new album. If Future send out a tweet after he released an album and said, hey guys, just drop my new album. Or maybe, maybe he sends out a tweet the day before and goes, about to drop my new album. Because that's when it pisses me off most, is when people use it before they've dropped something. Actually, it pisses me off after too. But building hype is even more like pompous, right? Right? Because that's assuming that people care even more about it, right? Hey, that's like, it's like announcing you have a secret or announcing you have news, right? Hey, got a new song coming up in a week, gonna drop it, just building hype for it. No, get the fuck out of here. Nobody cares. About to drop my new mixtape. Nobody cares. So, what are you gonna drop it? And it's just gonna lay there. Sorry. And I'm not saying I can use this term either. I can't. I never use it. I never use it because I hate it. I hate it. And the worst part about it is that like the people who actually deserve to use it don't use it. Which is even more proof that it sucks. Anyways, this podcast should drop tomorrow, I believe. And then I'm assuming you guys will listen to it right away because y'all care about my opinion on this stuff so much. Another thing I wanted to talk about. Today I tweeted this morning asking some questions, basically, or asking people to ask me questions for the podcast because I thought that would be a good idea. I don't really want to do a Q&A video on YouTube. I think that's stupid. I did one time as part of like a vlog sort of thing, but Q&A videos are just like kind of cop-outs for people who don't really have a better idea, right? So, but a podcast is a perfect place to do a little Q&A because I can really flesh out the answers, right? It's a graphic term, isn't it? Flesh out. Really flesh out the answers. It's like that immediately that paints a picture in your head and you're like, oh God, don't answer the question that hard. I don't need that much of an answer. Flesh out. Ugh, sounds like you're doing taxidermy. That's the term for when you stuff animals, right? Yeah, I don't know. If I had a producer, I'd ask him that question, but it's just me here sitting in my room chilling, insanely chill. So I asked people to ask me some questions, and I liked one of them. I got a shit ton of questions, and 99% of them were jokes about me being old, which is getting old now, guys, really. I'm not mad about it. It's just, I feel like you guys can do better. I really do. I feel like there's better jokes out there. And I feel like this is a little bit tired. This joke is older than I am at this point. And I'm fucking old. God damn it. I gotta stop doing that. Because I'm perpetuating it. That's why it's a thing. It's because I make it a thing. And I keep referring it to it in every single one of my fucking videos. But it's funny. It was funny. And now it's not that funny. So I think we should I'm not going to say family because that's another thing that grinds my gears is when YouTubers talk about their audience as a family. And I'm not saying you guys are just my audience. I have huge appreciation for the fact that you guys like my videos, right? But I have a family and they're my mom and my dad and my sister, and that's my family. And you guys are not my family. You guys are like family, you know, like your dad's friend. Oh, I'm going to steal this from one of the episodes of Go Rodeo. I didn't write this joke. I got to give credit to my writer, Joseph, for this joke. Joseph Carnegie, follow him on Twitter if you don't already. He's really funny. But he said, you know, you guys are like my family, like the way my dad's friend is my uncle. You know what I mean? Like he's not really my uncle, right? But, you know, you call him your uncle because you're close with him. He's a cool guy, right? Y'all are cool. Y'all are like my you're just a bunch of uncles. That's so weird. Anyways, what was I even fucking saying? So I asked you to ask me some questions. So one of the ones that, they're about old, being old, whatever. One of the ones that I read, that I wrote down, it's like really the only one that I wrote down. And I don't know how many of these I'm going to answer, honestly, but I like this one. It says, the guy asked me, do you still practice your skateboarding tricks? Because I don't know if any of you had watched my previous vlogs. There was this one vlog. Basically, I got into skateboarding again. I used to skateboard when I was younger. And there was this one vlog where I went and practiced kickflips for a while, and I filmed myself because I'm a loser. Just me alone practicing kickflips. And I did that because I get into skateboarding every couple years now. I'll pick it back up and do it for a little while, and then I'll have some reminder of why I gave it up in the first place. You know? Like, there's that part of your brain. Basically, what happened was I used a skateboard a lot when I was younger. I was decent. I was fine. I had friends who were really fucking good, so I used to go skateboarding with them all the time. And, you know, I could do the shit. I could do the kick flips, and I could do the, you know, I could ollie the stairs, and I could do the board slides, and, you know, the occasional three flip, that sort of shit. I was never really that gifted at it, obviously. But eventually, as I got older, I gave it up or just like kind of lost it. I went to college and whatnot. And then I was living in San Francisco after I graduated from college, and I was like, I still really like skateboarding. I watch videos of it all the time, and I was like, why don't I just do it? It seems like it's a good workout, right? It's a good way to like stay competitive, I guess, if you have a friend who does it, and I did. And I was like, why not? Yeah, it'd be nice to pick up the old board and do some fucking flip tricks, right? The occasional, I don't know, varial heel flip. I could never heel flip. That was always the one that I couldn't do. But anyways, I'd be like, it'd be nice to do that. So I went and bought a skateboard and was skateboarding for a while with my buddy. We would skateboard in this basically parking lot at the end of Haight Street in San Francisco. And a couple boxes there, real fun time. We'd go after work when the sun was down. We'd just fucking shred for a couple hours. Great time. And then I was at work one day. I used to work down in the peninsula in Menlo Park. And I knew there was a skateboard. There's a skate park in Palo Alto or something. So I brought my skateboard to work one day. And I went straight to the park after work. And was tearing it up alone. And I basically was trying to 50-50 this box. I don't know if you know anything about skateboarding, but this is going to mean nothing if you don't. 50-50 this box. Anyways, I fell on my wrist. And just immediately, you know, there's a certain type of injury, I guess, or like when you know you're injured, when you fall or something, there's a, you know, obviously there's pain, right? But there's a certain type of pain where your mind just goes, oh fuck, something's wrong. You know, you can fall and stub your toe or whatever. And you know, your brain kind of just goes, ow, fuck. That's all you think, right? Fuck, ow, the pain, ow, it hurts. But then there's that next level where your first thought is, uh-oh, that's your first thought. Uh-oh, shit, something's wrong. Something isn't where it's supposed to be. Some joint isn't in the right place right now, right? You know, that feeling, it's a certain feeling. It's like, oh God, it's just like, I'm going to be in the hospital. I'm going to spend some time. This is going to be a recovery. I'm going to have to give up skateboarding for a long time. I'm going to have to change my lifestyle because of like all of those thoughts just get compacted into like that one second, split second where you're like, fuck. And then it's like regret right afterwards. It's like, fuck, I wish I didn't just fall because I know some shit's fucked up and I know this is going to be a lengthy recovery and whatnot. So that happened to me. I fell on my wrist, immediately was like, fuck. But held out hope that potentially it was just a bad bruise or something. So I picked up my skateboard, got in my car, started driving home, and the pain was getting worse and worse and worse. And when I got home, I was icing my wrist, and then I fell asleep. And in the middle of the night, woke up and couldn't sleep because the pain was too intense. So I drove myself to the fucking emergency room, not the emergency room, but like the 24-hour clinic or whatever in the middle of the night. I got an x-ray. Sure enough, it was fractured and gave me some painkillers. Gave me like a wrist brace and I was like, yep, okay, you're going to be out for like 2 months or whatever. This is right before I was leaving to go on that long traveling trip to Asia and whatnot. So like just not a good time for it. And I was like, this is why I didn't skateboard right here. You know? And there, and because I'm too old for it, I guess. And it's just like your brain, this is like, I guess the best way to the best way to communicate what I'm talking about is the feeling after I ran a marathon the first time. Finished the marathon, and right afterwards I was like, fuck that. I am never doing that ever again. I have an entire YouTube video explaining this. I was like, that was so hard, and that was the hardest thing I've ever done, the most pain I've ever been in, and all this shit. And I was like, I'll never do that again. Ever again. 100% certain. Never do that again. Right? And then a month or two goes by, right? And you're like sitting around. You're like, you know what? Maybe I'll go for a long run. Maybe that's what I'll do. But right away, your brain's like, you shut your goddamn mouth. Your brain's like, we talked about this, bro. We said we wouldn't venture into this area of athletics again, right? We talked about this. We're not going to do this again. And we had this conversation, and the other side of your brain's like, you're right. Sorry, dude. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't really know what got into me there. Sorry about that whole thing, about the long run sort of thing. Won't happen again. Your other side of your brain's like, great. And then a couple months go by again, right? And your brain, all of a sudden, you're sitting around and you're like, that's fucking, why don't we go for a long run? We're not doing anything, right? And the other side of your brain's like, yeah, no. I mean, I wasn't thinking about that, but yeah, now that you said that, I don't see anything wrong with that, right? So you go out for an 8 to 10 mile run or whatever, maybe. And then the weird thing happens a couple days later. You're like, wow, that felt kind of good. Maybe we should sign up for another marathon. Your brain's like, what the fuck did you say? And you're like, I don't know. I don't know where that came from. It's an option. You're right. And your other side of your brain's like, you take that wherever you had that thought, you take that, you stuff it back where it came from. Okay. We know. We told ourselves we'd never do this again, right? And then maybe a month or two more goes by. And at this point, you're going on long runs every weekend, and maybe your distance is getting better. You're increasing your distance and your mileage and whatnot, and your brain goes, oh, maybe, I don't know, fuck, man. There's a marathon coming up, the LA one's coming up in a couple months, and your other side of your brain's like, is it? Oh. Huh. The brain's like, well, no, I don't, call me crazy, but we could sign up. The other half of your brain is like, yeah, fuck it, right? And then look at that. And then you do it, and your brain's like, wait, why the fuck did we do that? We talked about this. I'm in so much pain right now. And this is exactly where we were last time. And we fucking talked about this. I thought we talked about not doing another goddamn marathon. The other side's brain like, I don't know, dude. I'm in pain too. And I have no idea why the fuck we decided to do that. Okay. I feel like I'm James McAvoy right now from Split. I'm just talking to two personalities in my own brain. But you know what I'm talking about, right? You make these bad decisions. And you convince himself that, I'm not saying marathon's a bad decision, but I'm just saying like, you're in pain, whatever. There's obviously a reason why you stopped doing something or why you're not doing something. And as time goes by, you forget about that and eventually you'll come back to it or whatever. Same sort of thing with skateboarding. I picked it up again when I stopped skateboarding. Then when I went traveling, stopped. I was like, this is fucked up. I'm too old for fucking wrist injuries. Who in the fuck has a wrist injury when they're 25? Like, the only one way you can get that is by skateboarding or doing some stupid board sport that 14-year-olds do and that you should not be doing, right? Like, I needed my hands to work on software shit, and my right hand was just, I had a wrist brace on. You can't go out with a wrist brace. You ever try to go to a fucking club with a wrist brace? It's not a good look, okay? I'll tell you that. You try to hit on a woman with a wrist brace, doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't really work without a wrist brace for me either, but I'm saying with a wrist brace, it makes it even worse. Doesn't work. So I traveled, forgot about skateboarding, basically moved to LA, and a few months into living here, I was like, oh, well, what? Okay, maybe I should buy a skateboard. My other side of the brain's like, yeah, oh yeah, dude, fuck yeah. Oh yeah, now that you bring that up, dude, I would love to skateboard. I miss it. And my other brain, side of the brain's like, yeah, me too, I miss it. I miss it tons. Let's do it. So I went and bought a skateboard. And started getting back into it. And then, sure enough, a couple months ago, I rolled my ankle. And I was out, couldn't surf for a while, and just, man. So that's basically my really long-winded answer to that question is, am I still practicing my skateboard tricks at the moment? Nay. Nay. I'm not. I took my board out. Like I skateboarded around last weekend, I think. No, not last weekend. Maybe the weekend before. Did some pop shove-its, but that's about it. And that's kind of the only... I mean, I'd like to say I'm just not going to skateboard anymore, but I kind of know that, you know, I just spent fucking 15 minutes explaining this. There's going to be a moment where I'm like, yeah, yeah, why don't we do this fucking skateboard? Pick it up and fucking just do it. There's going to be that moment, and I'm probably going to hurt myself again. Oh, man. I'm dumb. I am dumb. Okay, guys. Should I look at one more question? I mean, that was really the only one. Well, that was really the only one that I saw and was like not lazy enough to write down. Let's see. Do you prefer hard or soft shell tacos? Soft. Anyone who eats a fucking hard taco or prefers a hard taco is a sociopath. Are you kidding me? You like that? When you bite into it, crumbs fucking go everywhere. It's like the hardest goddamn thing to eat. You bite it and like, you know, a disproportionately large bite will crack off from like, you know, it's so stupid. It's like, why? What's the fucking point of hard tacos? Don't listen to this and then tweet me, man, hard tacos are the shit. You probably like waffles over pancakes. Yes. Yep. 100% chicken and waffles, my favorite meal in the entire world. Roscoe's chicken and waffles, my favorite goddamn meal in the entire world. Okay, waffles are better than pancakes. And soft tacos are better than hard tacos, 100%. Hard tacos. No, thank you. Not for me. I didn't even know, when's the last time you had a hard taco? Every place you go, the tacos, I feel like, are soft, right? Like, I'm picturing the ones that are made out of, like, chips. Like, at the grocery store, you buy the hard shell, and they're like tortilla chips, basically. Oh, man, this is, like, making me angry talking about this. Talking about hard shell tacos. This is the type of people that likes eating the Nutri-Grain, or, like, the... You know, the granola bars, that it's like the glitter of granola bars, right? You bite into it and it's just crumbs go fucking everywhere. And there's just more crumbs, like half the bag is crumbs. You know, it really is. It's the glitter of things you eat. I don't think it's Nutri-Grain, is it? You know, the peanut butter ones and they got like the oat ones or whatever. The people that enjoy, I mean, I like them, but the people that enjoy the act of eating those because they like how many fucking crumbs there are, those are the same type of people that like eating hard shell tacos. Hard shell tacos. Give me a fucking break. Ugh, man. What advice do you have to give to someone who wants to learn how to surf? I would say just, I mean, obviously this is the case with most things, but just go out there and do it. I mean... But you got to be smart about it. The ocean is a fucking powerful thing, right? And so you definitely got to be smart about it. You can't just like pick up a board and fucking go surfing. You know, make sure to get a foam board, get a long foam board, go out on a day where it's, you know, small, where other people are learning, where it's like a big beginner's beach, and just practice. You know, it's really not that hard if you've done board sports growing up or whatever. I'm relatively new to it too. I've only been doing it seriously for two and a half, 3 years, something like that. And I'm not good yet, but I'm definitely, you know, I'm at the point where I can hold my own. So yeah, I mean, I think that's the case with most things too. It's just kind of just diving head first in. It's the best way to learn. It's just, you know, if you want to start I don't know, making music, just fucking start making it and start figuring out the program and start figuring out, you know, I don't know, that sort of thing. It's kind of what I'm doing right now. I'm relearning. I used to DJ in college, and so I used to use Ableton a lot. Never used to produce my own music, though. Kind of just, like, fucked around with mixes and making mashups and that sort of shit. I mean, obviously, every college kid does that at some point, but I've been fucking around with Ableton a little bit. Just I don't know, you know, just maybe I'll make some interesting music for my YouTube channels, you know, stuff for like title cards and for transitions and stuff like that. I think that'd be kind of cool. It's a good little long-term project for me. Let's see what else here. This one just says, eat a dick. Good. Thank you for that. Do you like Venice? I love Venice, except that Snapchat closed my favorite bar, but we're not gonna get back into that. No. Let's see here. Are you ever gonna do a non-cringy info intro? I don't know, dude. I don't know. If I get a little jingle, then it's gonna stop being cringy. Hopefully. Let's see. I've been on this thing 41 minutes. I'm going to wrap this up, guys. Maybe I'll answer some more questions next time. It was kind of fun doing that. And if you have any questions for the podcast, what's the easiest way to find these things for next time? Maybe hashtag it Insanely Chill Podcast. Or maybe if I start like a Twitter or something for the podcast, then you can just DM them there. But Insanely Chill Podcast, maybe that's the hashtag that you use on the questions. And then maybe I'll answer them. New episode of Go Radio this Friday, everyone. Go ahead and watch that. I think, which one is this? Oh, the one's coming up, I think it's about, I think it's about porn. It's real funny. It's really fucking funny, you guys. So definitely tune in for that. And go ahead and give this podcast a review on iTunes and Google Play if you laughed at this episode at all. Give it a rating and share it with your friends. Tell them all about how much I fucking hate hard shell tacos. Who eats those? What? Oh, man. It's pissing me off again thinking about it. All right, guys. Have a great rest of your week. You know, you're halfway there, so keep going. And I'll see you guys next Wednesday. Bye. Love you. I don't know. Do I? Bye.